News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly has popped in, News Talk's tech correspondent. Jess, last week we were talking about the benefits of buying a refurbished phone.
Yes.
Is it the same for, are those benefits there for laptops?
It depends on what you need and want the laptop to do.
Yeah.
So every year when we're doing our back to school, back to college guide, I always say, think about what you want the laptop to do. If you are looking for a device that will allow you to do your emails, faff around online, watch a bit of Netflix, you can get what's called a Chromebook for around 200 or 300 euros. So buying one of those outright makes sense because it's new and it'll do the job for you.
Yeah.
If, however, you want something that's a little bit more intense in terms of the spec, so for example, if you want something with 8 gigs of RAM, which is the memory that will allow you to do multiple things on the device at once, or if you need, say, a Mac, if you're doing a particular course, and you need particular software that only runs on Apple devices, then absolutely go for refurbished devices. Yes, but
because I mean, I'm looking at it we're looking at an Apple at the moment, and they're really
super expensive.
Yeah.
Now, if it's for somebody in education, there is the education discount. So if they're going to university, you can go on to the education portal on the Apple website, put in their student number, and you can get a discount there.
Okay.
Which is always a good way
worth
to know.
Knowing, yeah.
Also, there's the official refurbished section of the Apple website. And this is a hidden gem. So if you want to buy, you know, whether it is an Apple Watch, an Apple Pencil, an iPad, or indeed a Mac, there's a refurbished section. And because it is refurbished by Apple, it is refurbished to the highest standards.
Okay.
Refurbished means a few different things when it comes to laptops. In some instances, like on the Dell website, for example, where you can buy refurbished websites, sometimes people buy a laptop, they kit it out with the spec that they want, and then they decide, actually, do you know what, it's not right for me, so they send it back. So it's perfectly brand new.
Decent discounts,
yeah, for the money. Like, I'm looking at some really good laptops here in front of me now for 560 euro versus the likes of 900 or 1000 euro. There's also ones that you'll get a more significant discount if they are scratched and dented, but it will be flagged if there are any sort of superficial damage to the device itself. But just shop around. I wouldn't go down the route, and I said this last week with the phones, I wouldn't go down the route of buying peer-to-peer secondhand, because you don't get any form of warranty.
So you wouldn't buy it from some fella on a WhatsApp group or something?
No, or if you were selling your old laptop, I wouldn't buy that.
Right.
But what I would do is go to, whether it's refurb.ie, whether it's the Dell refurbished section, whether it's Back to the Future, whether it is a whole host, the Apple one, because you will get a warranty and you do have some form of comeback if something goes awry. Also worth checking before, if it's a laptop at home, go to a tech retailer. Back from the Future here in Dublin, they've stores around the city. They are great because they will tell you if it can be salvaged. Maybe it just needs a new processor. Maybe they can add some RAM. So before you go out and spend any money, see if there's a way to updo a laptop that's in the house. And if not, absolutely look refurbished.
Just before you go, insurance, is it worth it?
Again, it depends on how much you're spending on the laptop. If you are spending over, I would say, 1,000 euro, yes. So if you're buying one of the new Macs outright, yes, it is worth it. Just be clear as to what is covered under the insurance policy. Read all of the fine print. Some do incorporate the accidental damage, some do not. So just make sure you know what you're signing up for and, more importantly, what you're paying for.
Okay, good stuff. Good advice. Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.